Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across the country and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers going coast to coast, border to border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And take advantage of some of the things you'll see over there. All righty. Joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the Russians are busy. Well, wait a minute. I was going to say, let's say it this way. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. What's going on with the Russians? You wrote about it yesterday.
Well, you know how I said on your show a couple of times that this last major ransomware hack, we know more than what the government is telling us.
Right.
Well, we do. We have apparently the ransomware group is known as R Evil, and apparently we have identified their infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a crafty, obviously the way that they operate is way beyond my pay grade, so I really can't, you know, speak to their tactics, but we have been able to determine that they obviously use Tor, which is otherwise known as the Onion Router. And not only that, we have been able to look at some of their email systems and have an interesting email architecture because the emails that are sent actually self-destruct after a certain period of time.
Really?
And yes. So, yeah, we know an awful lot more. Now, the question, and it's clearly the Russians,
mm-hmm.
or the government is harboring them because they're not going to cooperate with not only the United States, but this last hack took place to several other countries, especially, I think, Sweden it was. So the Russians are not Kremlin is not cooperating. So that into itself would tell you that they're culpable. So now the big question is, after Biden gave Putin the list of things that he's not allowed, that they're not allowed to hack, obviously that didn't work out too well. So
no.
What happens next? Right. So what's his next response going to be?
I don't know, but obviously this hacking thing is not going to stop anytime soon. It's going to continue And I don't see how we're going to stop it. Do you?
Well, we can stop by we can stop them by I would say going after them. I mean, you know, respond in kind. We have the ability and the technology to do that, so why aren't we? And nobody in the Biden administration seems to want to answer that question.
Well, you know, briefly, because we've only got about a minute here for the next segment, and we're going to talk about your other article you've got there pertaining to the NSA and Tucker and whatnot. We know that over 535 people have been charged 6 months after the January 6th Capitol breach. There's an unknown number being held. And then yesterday, the U.S. Capitol Police announced that they're going to open a field office here in Tampa to help investigate the January 6th D.C. incident because of a number of people from Florida that were involved.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that story. we already have an FBI field office in Tampa.
Yeah, but this isn't FBI. This is U.S. Capitol Police.
What do they know?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but apparently they got the jurisdiction.
And I'm not sure that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's been federalized.
Don't know, but they're the ones that are going to open the office to do the investigation.
Yeah, I know. So we shall see. This whole thing stinks.
Well, it's Nancy Pelosi on steroids that's got this all going, remember?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of people I know that were there. They swear to God they weren't inside the building, but they say they were there. But you got to wonder what it is they're here for.
I don't wonder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wonder at all. They're not going to dissent. Is now really against the law. I mean, we have quickly become, under the Biden administration and under Nancy Pelosi, we're looking an awful lot like the Chinese Communist Party doing what they did to, the dissenters in Hong Kong.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, if we come back, more with Denise Simon, we're going to talk about what it is they're trying to do to Tucker Carlson and what the NSA is up to. Tucker's not the only one, by the way, that they may be looking at. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, How can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, Kathy. We appreciate you. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical. And we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. We welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup to the program. And the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, has written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. Volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, then it talks about Tuggy's family and the friends as they move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now, you can visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. And, oh, by the way, available locally at the Coastal Market 607 on the Clearwater-Largo Road, number 607 Clearwater-Largo Road. That's the Coastal Market 607. It's also the book is available. The books, there's three of them, are available in English and Spanish, too. Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. You won't go wrong. Perfect gift for the grandkids and the young ones to get them started learning about American history. All right, we're back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Tucker Carlson has been talking a lot on television ever since he revealed the fact that he had it reported to him that the NSA was spying on him.
Now, I heard him say something last night, and then I had to walk away from the TV about the fact that they had confronted someone with the NSA, and they did, in fact, say, yes, we have been observing your email or something like that. Am I right, or is that wrong?
No. So there was a person who approached Tucker Carlson and said, was kind of a whistleblower, if you will, that the NSA is in possession of his communications. Now, Tucker asked for some kind of proof or evidence, and this person said, well, this is what we know is in your communications. And once if that was revealed to Tucker, then he knew that somebody in the Biden administration inside the NSA had picked up his communications. So Tucker had only told one person, or one person was aware of what he was doing, and that was his producer. So what they were trying to do, he and his producer, was to arrange a TV interview with Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they hadn't been communicating with anybody at the Kremlin. They were apparently communicating with somebody here domestically as kind of a mediary. Well, they reached out to Nakasone, who's the director of the NSA, and they were able to have apparently a conversation. And the NSA put out kind of a very lame denial that they were doing this, because it is illegal for the NSA to spy on or surveil any U.S. citizen. Well, now we're in a situation here where that obviously happened, but it looks like that Tucker was what we know now, because of Gerald Flynn, was unmasked.
Right.
So, we're in a very interesting place here.
All right, well, hang on a second, because we have our friend Elliot on the phone, and I know he's got something pertinent here, so let's see what he wants. Okay, good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Morning.
Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to share this with parents and grandparents. You know, rap mogul DJ Khaled, a Palestinian-American born in New Orleans, to Palestinian parents in 75, holds a dominant sway over the rap industry. He is pro-Palestinian, sends money back there, dislikes Israel. His opinionated comments reaches his rap friend circle and beyond. This guy hangs out with Jay-Z smoking stogies. Parents and grandparents, rap mogul Khaled is not the person you want influencing your kids or grandkids. He joins many Palestinians in America with a deep-seated hatred for Israel. Now, do not underestimate his desire to squash America's God-fearing religion. Well over 15 years ago, if you remember vividly, representatives from Muslim countries predicted Islam would sweep through the world and become the dominant religion. Now, what a great time for them to take advantage of America while she is weak up under Joe Biden, a weak, feckless man who have no desire to defend our Judeo-Christian values. Thank you so much, Captain. Have a great day.
All right, thanks. And by the way, before you say anything, there's a story here that just broke about Linda Sarsour taking a reported break from Twitter after a huge backlash erupted to an anti-Israeli tweet she made.
Okay.
So I think that may all be relatable. But see, people aren't taking this stuff laying down anymore. I mean, they're
Well, they shouldn't.
Nope. Mm-mm. But go ahead with what you were saying there.
All right. So it looks like, if we remember some of the things that we had learned about the prior administration and what they did to Trump and General Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was even acting not defense secretary, Attorney General Bill Barr,
mm-hmm.
who used the word spying. So now they're doing it on, obviously, Tucker Carlson. So we're in a very bad place. And there's some people that, you know, Tucker is working diligently to have somebody in this administration speak for this. I would remind everybody of the name Susan Rice.
Yeah.
Because she was the one who had requested the some unmaskings, or at least several of the unmaskings.
Mm-hmm.
So she is also in the Biden administration now. So watch this story very carefully.
Okay, and you've written an article, it's over on founderscode.com, that is kind of like, what, the first chapter of many?
On the NSA, yes.
Yeah, okay, because it looks like the story, the way it was written, you're going to write more about it.
Well, I mean, you have to kind of wait and see what necessarily happens here, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that we need to be asking questions, at least beginning to ask some harder questions on what this administration is really doing. And was Tucker caught up in incidental collection in this particular situation? We don't know when I say that, because, you know, we certainly monitor communications of through the FISA court. So, is this the exact same thing that they did to people in the Trump administration? And it's beginning to look a lot like that.
Now, I'm going to throw something out here and just to get your reaction. Yesterday, a federal judge ruled that the U.S. Air Force is mostly responsible for a former serviceman killing more than two dozen people at that Texas church in 2017.
That's right. Remember.
Yeah.
Remember, because they did not put it in the FBI database.
And we talked about that and said it was going to come back to bite them. Yep, we talked about it. All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Time flies when you're having fun. We'll get into a discussion further about that with Ron Edwards when he comes on. In the meantime, coming up, the Military and Veterans Report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
After leaving thousands without power in Florida, Tropical Storm Elsa has moved into southeastern Georgia, dropping heavy rains and bringing gusty winds. Tropical storm watches now extend from South Carolina up to Long Island, as Elsa is expected to head into South Carolina and eastern North Carolina on Thursday and into the mid-Atlantic coast on Friday. The storm will weaken as it continues over land, but does have the potential to drop several inches of rain as it goes. The storm is being blamed for one death in Florida and another 10 injuries when a possible tornado struck a campground at a Georgia naval base. And Capitol Police will remove the remaining security fencing around the Capitol building starting on Friday. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to fully deconstruct, depending on the weather. Capitol Police say the current threat environment and their department's ability to respond to those threats now warrant removing the barriers. The building, however, is still closed to the public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, in this edition of the Military and Veterans News, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations where you can train and learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you more about themselves. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. Now, what I suggest you do is call them up at 800-659-2080. The number, again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, why? Well, because you're going to be able to see what it is you're going to get involved in, number one. You're going to be able to talk to a student or two, number two. Number three, you'll be able to talk to a teacher or two. And number four, you'll be able to find out about the securing your finances for your student loan. Now, if you are a veteran,
if you are a veteran. Post 9/11, more than likely, your education will be paid for 100% through your GI Bill. If you are pre-9/11 veteran, it's probably going to be a percentage because you may have already used up some of your education benefits, or you may have nothing left because you already went to school, whatever, whatever the case might be. But then you fall into the next category, which is you apply for a basic student loan, just like anyone who's not been in the military. But anyway, they can show you how to do all that. You can get yourself all set up, get yourself signed up for a course, and boom, you're in, and away you go. Now, I will tell you that getting a job as an aviation maintenance tech is easy, but what makes it easier is the fact that you're graduating from the National Aviation Academy, which is the nation's premier training facility for many major airline companies across the world. Now, getting a job with an airline company and wanting to travel, you'll make yourself a lot of money. A lot of money. Because if you go overseas, more than likely, you're going to start with a six-figure salary. If you stay here in the United States, $60,000 plus expenses, something like that, is about what you can expect. But if you like to travel and want to go overseas, you'll make a lot more money. It's just that simple. It's all up to you what you want to do. But it's a career like none other, and you will never have to worry about looking for employment again, because the employment will be there because you have the training and a certificate, the degree, to go along with you, which is what it is, a certificate that you are a certified aviation maintenance tech. Okay, let's take a look at what's going on here. An unlikely coalition of veterans has backed President Joe Biden on ending the Afghan war. Soon after President Biden announced that the United States military would withdraw from Afghanistan, hawks in the Congress accused him of accepting defeat. But a diverse group of war veterans, many of whom had clashed bitterly with one another over the years, stepped in to provide him political cover. Now, closely coordinating with the White House's National Security Council, a coalition that included Concerned Veterans for America, an advocacy group funded by the Koch Network, Common Defense, a longtime antagonist of former President Donald J. Trump, and the Secure Families Initiative, a nonpartisan group of military spouses, wrote opinion items, began social media campaigns, and released a stream of statements pushing for an end to America's longest war. The American Legion, meanwhile, the nation's largest veterans organization, also came out in support of the new policy, to the surprise of many. And we'll see where all of that goes, because we're in the midst right now of pulling our troops out of Afghanistan. Now, it appears that 90% of what needs to be done has been done already. That's what I heard yesterday. And after the troops exit, the safety of the U.S. Embassy in Kabul is going to be a top concern. And security assessments of the embassy are going on almost daily right now to determine what it is you're going to need. Now, we've been told as many as 650 American troops are going to remain in Afghanistan to protect our interests. I wonder if the protection of some of our interests would be the embassy, and that's where they'll be based out of. Might happen. By the way, there were some soldiers wounded yesterday by rocket fire in Afghanistan. I'll have more on that next hour, because I don't have the complete story. I just know the headline was two American troops wounded. Now, paying $600 more for rent than what the BAH covers, getting outbid by tens of thousands of dollars when trying to buy a house, these are common expenses for military members all across the services, as they're being caught up in the housing crunch, and they're suffering right now in this PCS system that we have out there. Look for some relief as Congress decides to tackle that one for you. Now, the military is weighing mandatory COVID-19 vaccines after a full FDA approval. They say, according to the Pentagon, we're planning a planning organization, and I don't think that this should surprise anybody that we're trying to think about what the implications would be and how we'd react to a full FDA approval of the COVID-19 vaccine to require all of our military to have a shot. Told you about that yesterday. They're getting closer to getting it done. Now, the Department of Defense announced it canceled its contract with Microsoft for an enterprise cloud to bring decisive data to the battlefield, a nearly four-year-old project that never started because of the challenge by Amazon Web Services. Now, it wasn't done in some shroud of secrecy, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said. Speaking of the U.S., who kept exact details of the Bagram exit from the Afghan commander for OPSEC, so says the Pentagon spokesman. Now, it's a shame that we can't tell our allies that we're leaving, and you need to be prepared to step in and watch this base, guard this base, but we didn't do it. And as a result, they went in, some people, and ransacked the Bagram Air Base, which shouldn't surprise anybody. Doors were open, nobody home, in they went. And again, like I said, that should surprise no one. All right. Here's the story from U.S. Central Command. According to military.com, they said that it's completed more than 90% of the entire withdrawment process from Afghanistan. Again, we'll see who they're leaving behind and how long that will be. Also, the Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group right now is in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, they'll be heading home after 3 months in the Middle East, according to Navy officials. So they'll be welcomed home when they make it back in again. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be coming right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Ron Edwards. Coming up in about 20 minutes here in the program. By the way, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and boy, that feels fantastic on a sore bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you even more money on your Moss Acura. All right, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Listen, I'm pretty good. I got to run this one by you. I heard this and I went, whoa, wait a second here. Are you aware of the fact that the government is talking right now about putting out a fourth stimulus check to the individuals out there that are listening to this program?
Another stimulus check. No, I as far as another stimulus check is concerned, I know there was a buzz around that. I don't know how that is going to fly. I think it might be something they'll key up with, you know, for the midterm elections and say, hey, you know, we'd like to put out these, we want to put out another stimulus check and these people don't. Again, let's remember, okay, that was part of the problem that led to Donald Trump's demise, and that was his fault, because they were promising a stimulus check. Mitch McConnell didn't want to do it. Trump wanted to increase the size of the stimulus check, and they went back and forth. And then the Democrats say, well, look, you know, we want to have this. Trump wants it. Republicans are pushing back, and it causes a big disaster. When does this stop? And I remember you and I talking about this on your program, and you're saying a lot of your listeners, you know, I want that check. I want that check. I want that check.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, you can't call yourself a bloody conservative if you want to continue to get checks from the government for doing nothing. Okay? You're not. You're not a conservative. I don't care what you say. Okay? You're just asking for free handouts and money from people like myself that work for a living. And I'm exhausted with this stuff. You know, it's getting to the point where it's patently absurd here. Okay? You need more money, get yourself a job. There's plenty of them out there.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you for one second. Now, that being said, Joe Biden took a little trip to Chicago yesterday, didn't he?
Yes.
And as a result, he's going to give Chicago billions of dollars to address Mayor Lightfoot's crime wave.
Which will do
nothing.
Nothing.
Right? Nothing.
Again, you know, Mayor Lightfoot, I mean, they're these the people that want to defund the police and pull the police out. If a neighborhood doesn't want to have the police there, if for the majority of people, they don't want it there, if they're going to be pushing back on police presidents, they're not going to cooperate with the police, then what's the point? What's the point? Mm-hmm. If I was in charge of the police department, I would tell my office, certain neighborhoods, no, don't go. If the people there are not going to support you, I'm going to put your lives at risk. What's the point anyway? Mm-hmm. Because whoever we arrest, someone's just going to take their place. The community has to want law and order. The community doesn't want law and order. Guess what? You're not going to have law and order.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that he did while he was in Illinois, which, you know, they never saw a tax they like to run away from. Biden promoted new corporate taxes in Illinois as business opposition is mounting and people with their businesses are leaving Illinois for other places.
Yeah, Ohio just lowered, I think I mentioned this yesterday, they lowered their state income tax to 4.4. That's the highest rate that they had there. They brought that down and also brought it down across the board for lower income rate. You know, it's you compete. You know, it is what it is. This is what, you know, we live in a big country. We do. People fail to realize how big our country is. And you get to choose where you want to live. And if they don't like, you don't like the way things are being done in your community where you live, guess what? You can move. And it's easier now than ever before. You got 9 million plus job openings. You can tell your boss, say, hey, listen, this is where I want to live. I can do this from here. There's a lot of different ways where you have to, at some point in time, you got to say, you know what, enough is enough.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. You know, I heard this story, and I just had to think to myself, we got a bunch of real fools working in the government when it comes to the economic end of things. Listen to this one. The Fed is federal officials are surprised by the higher than expected inflation spike. What did you think was going to happen when oil started to jump out of sight and all that? What did you think was going to happen? Where the hell is their head?
That's the point. I talked about that yesterday, being interviewed on TV. I read what they said. They were surprised. When are they not surprised? I mean, they were surprised that we had a housing collapse. What do these people actually do for a living?
How is it
able to get it right decade after decade at my company? And the wizards are smart at the Fed, and the people in the government consistently get it wrong. Inflation has been with us here for a very long time,
and
it's running very hot right now. You go back and you use the numbers from the 1970s, we're running at over 10%. That's the reality of the situation. And see what your risk-free return is going to be at a bank and a savings account. It's a complete disconnect from the buzz when inflation was running hot.
Yeah.
So it's nuts. I mean, why do we even have these people anymore? They're always wrong.
I've got to answer a question here. Good morning to George and everybody in the chat room. He's asking a question. I know the answer, but I'm going to run it by you two and see what you say. What's the story of the Capitol Police opening an office in Florida and other states? I wonder if it has anything to do with January 6th. Well, the short answer is yes. They're going to operate on leads that they've got, names that they've got. They're going to do more investigating of people that they may or may not charge with being in the Capitol building.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with what the Capitol, police is doing. I know that, I would think, why would they use the Capitol? I would think that they would make that more of a FBI or something like that. I thought was going after some of those people, but maybe the FBI doesn't want to deal with it. Just pass it off to the Capitol Police. No.
It's the jurisdiction in that particular case in that building falls directly on the Capitol Police.
I would assume that they would have to hire a massive amount of people to deal with something like that. That's kind of outside of what they normally do.
It's part of their task force that they got, and it's all part of Nancy Pelosi. Remember her little deal she said she was going to do? But they're looking to make more arrests. Florida was one of the states that sent a lot of people there to Washington, D.C., and they know it. And they're looking to make more arrests of people that were there. I know that because that's what I was told.
There was a lot of people that went to the rally that didn't march on or go inside the Capitol, and there was nothing illegal about that. I have no problem.
What they're charging them with if they went inside the building, besides criminal trespass, is disruption of a federal function, a.k.a. the Congress was in session.
That's interesting. I don't know what that.
And that's a felony charge.
That's a felony charge. Mm-hmm. That's interesting to say the least. I don't know. How they're going to end up. I guess these cameras are going to surely get them.
That's all part of it. Mm-hmm.
You're going after people that were peacefully protesting. That's a problem because that's you have a fundamental right to do that.
Okay, so Janet Yellen's next test. It's going to be to persuade the G20 that the U.S. Congress will not block the tax deal that they're talking about.
Well, the U.S. Congress might hold that thing up to 15%. What good is it? European Union has countries that have said that, we're not signing off on this.
Nine of them that I know of.
They sign off on it. If Estonia, Hungary, and Ireland don't sign off on it, well, it's done as far as Europe is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never said Janet Yellen knew what she was talking about, did I? Listen, Chris, we always have fun when we get together. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You gotta have a good.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And don't forget, today is Have Lunch with the Captain Day at Mixon's Roadside Cafe. I'll be there at 11:30 till 1:30. Look forward to seeing the gang down there in Bradenton today. I'll be right back with Brooks. Oh, Edwards, don't go anywhere.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.